People of Washington State, you have a new Poet Laureate, Professor Todd Marshall from Gonzaga University in Spokane. Poet Laureate is something you apply for. Marshall told KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman he put his name in because he wanted to advocate for all the arts, not just poetry.
I always have a hard time separating in my head poetry from the other arts and the humanities writ large, because I think that it's really important to find different ways to bring humanities programming to people who might not have access to it. Part of the application process is proposing a project that revolves around just such outreach. And my project is going to involve sharing poems with people because I think that the reception of the arts is an important dynamic, but also encouraging creativity.
Kids paint, mm-hmm. kids sing, kids play musical, maybe not well, but they, you know, play blocks and rhythm instruments, they dance, they hear poetry. And then, especially with things like poetry, there seems to be something that happens that disconnects them from any kind of continuity with that joy they found early on. Why?
A couple of things come to mind. I remember one of my first experiences where I realized that I was probably a poesophobe, and that was in high school. And I had a high school English teacher who was teaching us Robert Frost, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though, opening two lines. And I remember him calling on me and asking me about the opening of the poem. I put forth a reading that was connected to thinking about the land ownership in a very literal way. And I remember the teacher saying, "That's wrong. It's talking about God, and his house is the church that's in the village." Now, certainly, his take on the poem is one possible arena of meaning. Mine was, too. It wasn't necessarily wrong, but it seems like in order to make the teaching of poetry, the teaching of arts in general, measurable for any outcomes dynamic, we take a very reductive approach. That doesn't mean that every poem and every work of art has an unlimited range of meanings. There are only a certain number of possible things that Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening can be about. It's not about the lost city of Atlantis. But I think the more generous and open we are to a range of interpretations, the more inviting we can be for young students of poetry. And I think that's true for all the arts. Anytime that we create barriers that keep people out, you know, we're going to be turning away an audience, or we're going to be shutting down creativity. And that's a sad dynamic.
You teach at Gonzaga, and you are the first of the four poet laureates that we've had so far to live east of the mountains in Spokane. How do you think that geographical locator influences what you write, if at all?
I think place definitely finds its way into art in general. There's no way that you can live among the scablands of eastern Washington, the incredible basalt columns and, the sagebrush, tumbling across the desert that is the middle part of our state, or near the Palouse and those, incredibly sensual rolling hills, and not have it affect you. Probably through the imagery, first and foremost, it finds its way into my work. Our state is incredibly diverse in terms of its terrains. And in Spokane, we're on the edges of several different sorts of geographies.
I'm talking to Todd Marshall. He's Washington State's new Poet Laureate. Poet Laureates spend 2 years in the job, and it's a public kind of thing. Your job is to go out and spread the gospel of poetry, right?
That's my job.
You mentioned before I turned on the microphone that you had already had your first gig, your first, not even a commission. You wrote a poem to help celebrate the signing of a bill in Spokane. And I'm wondering how that sort of public performance of Poet Laureate, how that compares to the way that you normally go about the business of making art.
It was very different. To be honest, I am a fairly slow producer. There are pretty wide gaps between my books in terms of the number of years, and I don't imagine that's going to change. But I thought it was important to, when called upon, produce. And so I thought that putting aside some of those romantic and idealistic notions, sequestering myself away, in the smoky garret, was something that I could abandon for a little while in order to produce. I think that it shows people that poetry might be a little less precious than the last few centuries have made it out to be. And that's an important thing to illustrate.
Todd Marshall, what do you love so much about poetry?
That's a really hard question to answer because there are so many different ways that I love poetry, I suppose. I love T.S. Eliot and the intellectual challenge that he provides. I love William Carlos Williams and his playfulness and his kind of scoffing at academia. I love Emily Dickinson's and diving into the depths of psychology, Whitman's expansiveness. I love listening to as many different types of poetry as I can encounter because to shut off one of those ways that poetry can connect with us seems not particularly generous.
That is your new State Poet Laureate, Todd Marshall, with KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman. Marshall officially becomes the State Poet Laureate next Tuesday at a reading at Seattle's Richard Hugo House. You can hear a couple of Todd Marshall's poems at our website. One of them is called Three Dreams from the East Side of the Mountains. It is a tour de force. He used the word sensual to describe it. That's a good word. I really recommend it. And we're tweeting it out right now at KUOW.